So, I just want a couple of minutes for the private group that is already, really open to learning and not hating anybody. And I'm trying to think of what they would most want to ask you about. And I think that it goes beyond Islam. What have you learned about human characteristics in all these years of studying Islam that tell you the ones that are needed to make humanity survive and healthy, if that makes sense?
Well, what we give them is not only a group to work with, but a way of doing business. I see sometimes people get together and want to work together on a project, but the email system kind of collapses under too many. You put 100 people on an email list and you can't do business at all anymore. So we need a communication system. We need a list of behaviors. We also need a methodology. People feel alone. So one of the things we teach them is how to debate and reason about Islam. So we teach them that. We teach them how to deal with Islam, not Muslims. So we give them a training in what we call our methodology. We also give them a training in here are the basics you need to know. And once you do that, here are people you can work with.
Is this a methodology for communications?
So methodology, what it is our method is we study Islam and we study political Islam. We don't study religious Islam and we never discuss Muslims.
How much of the overall, you mentioned in the main show about what's happening with the COVID hoax and all that, and the second class citizens being the unvaccinated. How much of what's behind that is connected to what your work has been with Islam?
Virtually nothing.
So, are they totally disconnected or related
They
in
seem to be
some
pretty
way?
much disconnected.
But there's some kind of a similar belief system or attitude or something, because the kafir in on the world scene is the unvaccinated person, right?
Yes, there are definitely analogies here, but I don't see the Muslim Brotherhood's hand at play within COVID.
Yeah, in fact, the people that believe in Islam generally don't want foreign matter injected into their bodies, right?
Yes, I'm pretty particular about that myself.
Yeah, the Orthodox Jews have also come out really strongly against that, and they get persecuted as a result,
That
like
would
in
make sense.
New York City.
That would make sense.
Yeah. So is the benefit that you're helping people get from teaching about political Islam, is that going to give them some of the characteristics they need to survive the current assault on humanity?
Now, by which assault do you mean? COVID? We don't deal with COVID.
Well, what's behind the COVID assault, meaning world tyranny?
Well, out of world tyranny, and I'm not going to argue against world tyranny, I'm not that stupid. We deal with one thing. That's the other thing we do. We just deal with political Islam.
Okay.
Bill Gates and his crew, George Soros and his crew, we can't.
The
We
reason
just deal with.
I'm making a connection is that if you succeed in your work on political Islam, it's not just what you're against, it's what you're for that gives it power. And I think what you're for in that work against people going crazy with political Islam is that people should just respect and appreciate each other regardless of what groups they're in.
Right.
Right. And
This
if
is one
that
of the things we talk about. We don't talk about Muslims.
I know, I've noticed that, right? And you have a lot of Muslim supporters too.
Yes, I have some. I tell you who I really have fans of are former Muslims.
And that's what I meant. That's what I meant. Yeah.
Former Muslims, I'm best buds.
We've had some of the women who have escaped from Islam on the radio show, and they've been great.
They're remarkable people.
Yeah,
An
brave.
ex-Muslim is a remarkable person because they have courage by definition.
And you said
They,
what's missing is courage in the world right now, right?
yes, they have that. That's the reason I'm working to put a group of them together.
Right. So, in the work that you're doing to try to change mentality, which is what you're really after, I think, one element of the new one that you're trying to work for is courage and
Yes.
being true to what you actually see as
Yes.
right. And the reason I drew a parallel, and maybe this is not, you know, what you would agree with, but I'm saying if you succeed in that, you're going to be helping a group to emerge that has courage and is true to higher principles.
They'll take on other issues.
Yeah, and that would affect everything.
Yes, it would. But right now, small target, aim small, miss small.
Yeah, I agree. Works with firearms too.
Yes, it does.
Okay. Well, I hope you'll forgive me for keeping you a few minutes over time.
That's okay. We have a good time when we do these.
I know. I really appreciate it. We'll send you the links to spread too.
Thank you so much. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
See ya.